It's the Joe and Alex Show. Radio now. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. If you ever want to be part of the show and if you want to see what's going on behind the scenes, Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Is this like a new trend or is this a one-off thing that this mom did, Alex, here? Because it's... I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm a dude, but I don't understand.
There's a story going viral on New York Post. There's this Australian bikini model who's being slammed online for posing for a staged photo with a full face of makeup to announce that she had gone into labor. So, like, as she's walking out the door to go have her baby, her husband, and her other child, looks like a toddler, all pose, and she looks hot as hell, makeup and everything, with a little sign that says, "Woohoo, mama is in labor and baby is nearly here." Here, like, as they're going out the door. And so people are, like, mad about this and saying how just, like, problematic it is, I guess, to set up a staged photo for Instagram while you're in labor. And then it started getting into people that actually put a full face of makeup on and curl their hair and stuff before going into labor. And people are just saying, like, that's problematic. And it's, I don't know. It's like the wrong thing to do or something. I have zero problem with this. Can I just say, I 100% hope that I do have enough time between my water breaking and labor one day to do my hair and makeup before I go have a baby. I do want to be full glam as I'm having a baby because I want the pictures to look good. And also, I want the baby to actually see its mother and be excited. I don't want it to want to crawl back inside after seeing my mug with no makeup.
The baby's not going to see what you look like, number one, Alex. And number two, it's like, you bring up a point, though. I wouldn't care if, like, she was just every day putting on full makeup ready to go. But the fact is, the water broke. Baby's coming. It could be a 24-hour, 48-hour thing till it actually enters the world, or it could be 5 minutes from now. If you're spending time like,
she's
oh,
only
gosh.
A couple centimeters dilated. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Oh, my God. I kind of think you're serious right now. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. This even comes to the whole debate that we've talked about in general. Posting photos of, like, the baby, as you guys say, with the goop all over them.
I don't like that.
I don't understand.
Don't do that.
Why do people have to live in such a fake world? Like, that's real world stuff. Show me the ugly mom. Okay, that sounds bad. Show me the mom in her natural attire. I don't want to see her all dolled up and fake. That doesn't look right. That's not how it really is.
First impressions matter. My baby isn't coming out and saying, "Ew, that's my mother." I'm kidding.
That's my baby?
I mean, I'm kidding, but I want to have a photographer in the delivery room. This is what I imagine, and I want to look good in those pictures.
Are you saying, like, you want a photographer in the delivery room after the labor is done?
No, for me personally, so I don't want to post those pictures. For me personally, like, probably the whole birth experience, I want pictures of that, but only for me and my husband to see. But then, like, I do want a photographer to get maybe the next day when the baby is clean.
Now, like, live
then
the web
have
girl.
Pictures of a newborn.
Are you thinking of hiring Live the Web Girl in-house, or are you going to go out?
Oh,
are you going to outsource your video?
Not enough money in this world for her to pay me to be in that room.
We have all the stuff right here you could take with you. You got the little, camera recorder buttons.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So here's the thing. I've obviously never been in labor, but
your sisters have.
Yes. One sister has been in labor 3 times. Another sister has been in labor 1 time. I think that people who are getting angry, I can understand their side because not everyone's labor experience is easy. And, like, it can be a really scary thing.
So it makes it look easy, you mean, when you have effortless hair and makeup?
No, it doesn't make it look easy. It's almost like, girlfriend, where the hell are your priorities at?
Oh, my priority is with the Instagram
but
picture.
Here's the thing is that, like, there's, like, a million things that can go wrong during labor.
Right.
Like, my sister had to have, like, an emergency C-section. Do you know how absolutely scary that is? Not only for her, but we're, like, you're scared for the baby. The husband is scared. The whole family is scared. And so it's just, like, you're putting the priority on the way you look. Like, your main focus should be, like,
getting to the hospital.
Let's get to the hospital. Let's make sure this is as healthy as possible. Let's make sure the baby is okay, that it's in the right position to come out, that its heart rate is good. Like, you're thinking of all of these things. There's so many things that go into it. And so, like, the fact that she's, like, thinking about, like, oh, wait, hold on, my makeup. It's like, girlfriend, get your priorities straight. Your kid could, like, have a trouble getting out of you.
Emily's on the Joe and Alex Show, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So you're a nurse. Have you seen this?
Yes, I actually have seen this a little more than I would like.
And what is that specifically for people just tuning in?
So I don't have a problem if somebody wants to put on makeup before they're coming in. But like Liv was just saying, I mean, it can take 24 hours or it can seriously come in 5 minutes. And there's so many things that can go wrong. So even if you're not fully dilated in, you know, just 3 minutes, something can go terribly wrong. I mean, the cord can get wrapped around the neck, or they might not be getting enough oxygen to the brain. So
Alex's biggest fear is that she's going to forget her eyelash extension. She's like, we have to turn around.
I know. Seriously, like my contour is a little bit smudged. Can we please get a touch up?
Emily, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Hold the baby. Hold the baby. Brianna, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about a mom wanting to look all pretty? As soon as her water broke, she pretty much got all glammed up to get that Instagram photo. She wants to look her best.
Hi. So I was thinking, like, if she wants to do her hair and makeup and she has the time, why not? If she wants to look pretty,
yeah,
let her look pretty.
That's what I think.
But she doesn't know how much time she'll have, Brianna, because what if the baby, like, she has labor all of a sudden, like, the water breaks all of a sudden, boom, baby's there in 10 minutes.
Well, especially if you've already had a kid, you know, like, how you're feeling, you know how dilated you are. And some doctors will even tell you, you know, once you start it, like, time it out until you get
Hold
to, like,
on,
5 minutes.
Hold on, Brianna. Brianna, Liv, you're saying that you don't agree with that. Why?
I just don't always think that's true. I mean, my sister has had 3 kids. All 3 deliveries were completely different. They all, like, at one labor, she was, like, 6 centimeters, and it took, like, I'm not joking, hours on hours on hours on hours to get to the actual labor. Mm-hmm. Then this past one, she was at 6 centimeters, and an hour later, she was having the baby.
I think after time, things get worn down.
It is. It's just you don't fully know.
Brianna, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We appreciate that.
Pro tip, make sure you wear primer so your foundation doesn't slide off, and bake that stuff with some Makeup Forever translucent powder, ladies.
Oh, my God. Kathy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say about this?
I think Alex is completely crazy to want a photographer in her room when she's doing it. You know, if you've never had a baby, you don't know what it's like. I've popped out 3. Not even a stitch. I mean, I just popped them, threw them out. But, you know, it's
like a t-shirt gun.
You get a baby, you get a baby.
It's not about the labor. It's about what you go home with. It's not about if your makeup looks good. It's not about anything. You just want to hold that baby.
Kathy, so I think you mean how it's about...
The thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's just... It's trying to show off, trying to outdo the next person.
But Kathy, she wants to go home with the photos, though. They got to look good.
Yeah, it's actually about how many Instagram likes you get. I better set a new record.
Caitlin's on the Joe and Alex Show. Caitlin, what's going on?
Hey, so I'm a first-time mom, just had my kid 6 months ago. Before
Congrats.
I had my kid, I took, like, a labor class, and they told me not to come in until my contractions were 2 to 3 minutes apart.
Oh,
I was in labor for 6 hours.
So did you get your photos done like Alex is going to do?
Yes, I did my hair, I did my makeup, because I wanted to look good for the picture.
It's called
Those
goals.
Those are going to stick with you forever.
That's right. It's called goals, and I bet you got way more Instagram likes than you ever have, didn't you?
Exactly.
could you imagine if Caitlin didn't do that one day, her baby's in therapy? So I remember coming into this world and my mom was looking rough.
Of course.
I could never look at her the same.
By the way, I'm being dramatic. I mean, I'm being kind of funny. But anyway, you can vote. Do you think it's goals to have your hair and makeup done for labor? Or do you not care at all? You can vote on Twitter @Joe and Alex Show.